Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
2 days from right now, we will be underway from Croke Park between the Steelers and the Vikings. I'm not sure how the Archbishop Thomas Croke would feel about the black and gold taking over the stadium that holds his namesake, but I think we all know that the late Dan Rooney would have been incredibly proud. The venue that opened in 1884 will see mixes of black, gold, and purple fill its seats and walk through the turnstiles on Sunday as the Steelers get set to take on the Vikings. And the capacity of roughly 82,000 will be settled in around 2:30 local time, 9:30 our time as the ball gets kicked off. It's Donnie Football with you on 93.7 The Fan from now until 2. Joe is back in Buffalo this weekend attending to a family matter. Bob Pompiani, he's never here on Fridays, but he is enjoying the sights and sounds of Ireland as we speak, and probably a half dozen deep on the French martini count as well. Speaking of hammered in Ireland, hopefully Adam Crowley is when he checks in with us around 1:20. Today, we have Bob Walk before that at 1, our last chat with Bob this season as the Pirates enter their final series tonight in Atlanta. Ray Fittipaldo, he's still here in Pittsburgh. He is not going to Dublin. He joins in about an hour. Nick Costos from You Better You Bet is set for noon for his weekly hit. There is a massive college football game in State College this weekend. We will talk to a former Penn State offensive lineman, Landon Tangwell, around 11:30 this morning. We have a Bechtold breakdown at 12:30, and we have our picks at 1:30. That is the show's rundown, which is off the top presented by JP Roofing and Siding. If you have not made the trip to Dublin for the game, you can join Mark Cabali and me at Shiloh Platen Pour in Mount Washington. Fan game day goes from 7 until kickoff Sunday morning. Doors open at 8, kegs and eggs, bagpipes, prizes, Irish whiskey. The place should be electric. Because right now I want to get a vibe check for Steelers and Vikings that morning. And if you have FOMO, like me, the next best thing is to chime in and also say hello to us. Join us on Sunday morning. I have definitely started to have FOMO about this game, Austin. Seeing the videos of everybody over there has really started to hit me. Adam Crowley is over there. Bob Pompiani is over there. Richie Walsh is over there. Larry Richard is over there. Several of our friends who cover the Steelers are over there. The videos, all the fun. Ireland, somewhere I've always wanted to visit. It seems like a pretty cool place to go.
Yeah, me too. And I'm very Irish too. I'm a very strong Irish heritage, so that would be cool to be able to experience.
Austin O'Bechtold.
Yes. And I have O'Malley's in my family, Donnie. You know how Irish O'Malley's are.
Seeing that the Steelers are over there, that would even add to it. That would be awesome. So maybe next time I will get the Crowley treatment and get everything taken care of. But then again, if Craig didn't have me at his disposal, I don't know how he would be able to put a schedule together. So here we are. And when I say we, I do also include that voice that you just heard. That is our friend Austin Bechtold behind the glass, the man that we call City Limits. Am I alone here, Austin? Am I the only person with FOMO? And you can chime in at 412-928-9370 to join the conversation, because even if you just want to get thoughts off on the game in general, let's hear them. 412-928-9370. You can also hit us on the fan text line. That's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I know we got into this a little bit yesterday afternoon, but it hit me even more this morning. It just seems like everybody's having a blast out there, and we are missing out on it.
I'm currently looking at a picture of Crowley's wife, and it looks like friends of Crowley that are looking over, I don't know if it's the sea, if it's a lake, currently at Ireland right now. What a great smile on Crowley's face. He looks happier than when West Virginia beat Pitt at the backyard brawl. So yes, I am experiencing some FOMO, Donnie. I mean, it's alleviated because I'm going to the whiteout tomorrow, and if I went to Ireland, I would not be able to experience that. But yeah, I want to try to do a Steeler road game once a year now. This would have been a cherry on top.
Yeah, I mean, this is like an all-time trip. And I do think, and we brought it up yesterday, I think given the current way that the NFL is going with these international games, I don't think there will be any shortage. And the Steelers have such a strong market for it that they will be playing in these games on a somewhat regular basis. And when I say that, at least every couple of years, I would think, because it is moving in that direction. I also wouldn't expect this to be the final game that is in Ireland. I don't think the Steelers will be playing in Dublin for the final time here, because it means so much to them. It means so much to the family. It means so much to Art Rooney too, but certainly Dan Rooney. He was the ambassador under the Obama regime. I will take some calls at 412-928-9370. I see a few people on hold already. I promise I will get to you in just a few minutes here, but I do want to get down to brass tacks and look at what is facing the Steelers on Sunday. A team at first glance and a quick glance that doesn't look too scary. Oh, they're without their starting quarterback. That's always a big note. They have some injuries to deal with. One of their main defensive players may miss this game. But then you dive a little bit deeper. This team won 14 games last season with Sam Darnold at QB. A decent player at the position, but just that, decent. It will be Carson Wentz running things, who shredded the Steelers in his rookie year in Philly, handing them one of the worst losses of the Mike Tomlin era. He's not the same guy that he was. In 2017, he looked like he was going to be an MVP. And I think without the injury that he suffered, he would have won that award. But he can still run things through this offense because he has a coach that is becoming a mini Kyle Shanahan. Everything seems to work under his watch, no matter who the quarterback is. This team put up 48 points last week against the Bengals in an absolute bloodbath. It was 48-3 after three quarters. It looked like a bad high school game. Maybe Cincy should have written a letter or something asking for mercy before the game kicked off. That seems to be a common theme, and that's not a shot at you, Austin. I'm seeing more and more of that go around the Whippeel as of this morning. Like the Steelers, the Vikings forced 5 turnovers last week, and instead of having to pee blood to win the game, they won by nearly 40. They scored a pair of defensive touchdowns. Isaiah Rodgers had them both. an 87-yard pick six, a 66-yard fumble return. Like the Steelers, the Vikings got after the QB, Jake Browning. Four sacks. Two by Andrew Van Ginkle, who only played eight snaps. He may not play this week. He has not practiced. We will try to get word on that as soon as we find out, because practices should be underway for the teams if they are in Dublin right now on the fields. It's a team that I also think has a coaching advantage. At the end of time, most will say that Mike Tomlin is the most accomplished coach going into this matchup, and I would say he is, because that's a fact. But the Vikings have far more creativity in the form of Kevin O'Connell and Brian Flores. The man that got a lifeline from Pittsburgh a few years back but didn't get much say in the defense. He is currently back to running one of the better defenses in the game today. Just ask the Cincinnati Bengals. Justin Jefferson, one of the best in the world at wide receiver. He is always a threat to beat you. Jordan Mason is a name a lot of us will know all too well by noon on Sunday. He had over 100 yards and a score in week three. They have a good offensive line. Some injuries to worry about on the offensive line, but two good tackles. Christian Darrisaw at left tackle, and the Pittman, Brian O'Neill, he's been one of the best right tackles in the game outside of Penei Sewell and Lane Johnson.
Callis thought he was a safety.
Brian O'Neill?
Yeah, and Quiz Callis. He thought Brian O'Neill was a safety.
I guess they have to throw an offensive lineman in there at some point, because it does feel like that game's getting a little bit too easy.
He also thought Gary Anderson was like a wide receiver or something. Not a kicker.
The guy kicked for like 45 years. He could probably still kick if he wanted to. But they have a good offensive line. Some injuries to worry about up there. But multiple first-round picks. I think both of their tackles are very good. Tight ends, those always hurt the Steelers. And the Vikings have a pretty good one, TJ Hawkinson. I'd say he's in the top half dozen to 10 tight ends in the game today. Ivan Pace had 12 tackles last week. He hit the quarterback three times. An undrafted player, a diamond in the rough. It feels like the Steelers haven't had that on their defense in quite some time. I know they had Beanie Bishop last season, but the guy couldn't even make the roster entering year two. So it's been a minute since they've had a real diamond in the rough turn into not only a guy that was on the squad and got to play a little bit, but a good player. Minnesota has guys up front that can also get after the quarterback. I mentioned Van Ginkle already. Jonathan Grenard on his other side, they got him from Houston. Jonathan Allen. Javon Hargrave, you know that name. Dallas Turner, a good young player coming off the edge, a first-round pick in 2024. They have some dudes on that defense. Harrison Smith, he is basically their version of Cam Hayward. He was their first-round pick back in 2012, and he is still playing good football. They're trying to revitalize Jeff Okuda in his career. But they have Byron Murphy and Isaiah Rogers also at corner, and Rodgers is the guy that had the massive game against Cincy. I think all of the guys that we love at Pro Football Focus, I believe he was like the first ever player in their system to have a perfect game. At least after the first watch of that game, those guys gave him a perfect score. Now, we know that their scores are pretty much meaningless, but the dude played a huge game, and they actually showed that in their system. The Vikings are riding high. They beat a team by 38 points last Sunday. That doesn't happen much in the NFL. It's not supposed to happen much in the NFL. And it was in a game where the odds makers thought things would be pretty much even. Minnesota was a 3-point favorite. They were a field goal favorite in that game at home. And Vegas normally tells us the home team plays to about a 3-point advantage. So if that game was on a neutral site, maybe like this game, for instance, it would have been a straight pick 'em. And they won by 38. But does this game just mean a little bit too much to the Pittsburgh Steelers? Does it mean a little bit more than what another regular season game would mean? And we know that they have fallen short in the playoffs so many times over the last decade when those games should mean a little bit more. But it really feels as if, based on what the players are saying, based on how the ownership feels, and I think the late owner of the team feels about where the game is being played, it may mean a little bit more. 412-928-9370. Let's get some calls on your feeling heading into this matchup in Dublin. Do you wish you were there? Do you have a little bit of FOMO on the trip out to Ireland? Do you have any Steelers and Vikings memories that pop to mind when these two teams play?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
412-928-9370. Anthony is in Grove City. What's going on, Anthony?
What's up, guys? I got to tell you, I am having the worst FOMO of my life. I got invited 2 weeks ago. My friend had it all set up, tickets, everything else. I couldn't get the runway clearance from my wife. She was out of town. and I was watching the kids. I ran out of time. They left last night. He called me. They flew out of Cleveland because it was a direct flight. He said everything was black and gold in the entire Cleveland airport. So that's win number one. I would just love to see that. And he said on the plane, my boys, Lindsay and Keith, shout out to you guys. They said the entire plane broke out to a "Here we go, Steelers" chant. And here I am sitting in my home office, staring at my computer screen. I'm absolutely miserable. My kids got dance class Sunday morning.
Wait, you're going to miss the game, too, on top of that.
I'm not going to miss the game, but I'm going to be, like, running to my couch with a Guinness in my hand instead of, you know, 40 deep with the boys in Croke Park. So, yeah, this is a lot of FOMO here.
Yeah, man, I feel you on so many ways there. It would have been awesome to go out and experience this. It's also just something that comes down to finances for a lot of people. I mean, you're asking people to go to the other side of the world to watch the team play. Oddly enough, the tickets for the game, depending on where you were able to find them, in the stadium, I mean, not all that bad. I brought this up yesterday. I actually had tickets in my possession. It's just all of the other parts of the trip that just wasn't going to be feasible, and it would not have been responsible of me financially to go through and do this whole thing. They were some of the cheapest NFL tickets I have purchased in years. And then I'm looking at games on the Steelers' schedule this year, and I'm seeing games that are $400, $500. I mean, I'm talking road games here too. The game when the Steelers host the Packers. I mean, that is the revenge game of the ages there for Aaron Rodgers. Those tickets are going to be several hundreds of dollars to get into the stadium. 412-928-9370. Eric is in Indianapolis. What's going on, Eric?
What's up, Donnie? Just real quick, I actually wanted to go a different route with this, but I'm 26 years old, so the core memory that pops up to me with the Vikings and Steelers is Willie Gay getting plowed over by Adrian Peterson on a dump-off pass from Brett Favre. Just replays in my mind over and over again.
Oh, yeah, man. That game referencing the 09 game there between the Steelers and Vikings, that was a doozy. The crazy part is that Steelers team would go on to not make the playoffs. That was the infamous Unleash Hell in December year. That Vikings team was a Brett Favre interception away from a Super Bowl appearance. Favre threw a terrible pick late in the NFC Championship game. I think Tracy Porter intercepted it. Porter would then have a pick six 2 weeks later in the Super Bowl. The Saints would beat the Colts, but that Vikings team was great. They came into Heinz Field. The Steelers at the time were a good team. In the defense, when it mattered most, they stood up and they made plays. Two defensive touchdowns of like 75 and 80 yards. And it wasn't like the fastest guys on the defense doing it too. It was Lamar Woodley and Ke'Aaron Fox making the plays. And he referenced the Adrian Peterson, Willie Gay play. I think Willie Gay spent about 5 minutes getting himself pulled up from the turf. That is one of the hardest hits still to this day I've ever seen a running back put on another player.
It's a lot different than when Willie Gay had the interception in Cincinnati and celebrated for about 5 minutes.
The dance.
Oh, yeah.
Willie Gay, fun fact about him, Austin, he is tied for the Steelers record for pick sixes.
I would not have guessed that.
With six.
And I'm guessing that the other is either Mel Blount or Rod Woodson?
Rod Woodson.
Yeah.
So an all-time great player, Rod Woodson. And think of some of the other all-time greats that have played in the Steelers secondary. The guy tied for the all-time Steelers lead in pick sixes is big play Willie Gay. He didn't get that nickname for nothing, baby.
What was he, a six-round pick?
Five or six, yeah. He was a good late find.
Good value there.
Yeah, very good late find. 412-928-9370. Join us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Dan is in the car. What's up, Dan?
Hello.
Dan, there we go. What's up, Dan?
Yeah, I just think that it comes down to one very important thing in Ireland, and that's coaching. The Vikings coaches are like one of the best coaching staffs in the league, and the Steelers coaching staff, I think they're terrible. I think the Steelers are going to get embarrassed.
What do you think the score is going to look like?
Similar to the Vikings versus the Bengals.
You think it's going to be 48-10?
Something like that, maybe 38-14 or something, but they're going to get crushed.
Oh, man. 38-14. That would be a huge, huge downer. And not even as a fan or somebody who follows the team. The Steelers got like a passionate speech from Art Rooney before they went out to Dublin yesterday, likely telling the team how much it meant to his family, how much it meant to his father. And we know how important this game would have been for Dan Rooney to see. Could you imagine if they went out there and laid an egg? That would be brutal. A 38-14 prediction there. I can't see that happening. The Steelers are a slight underdog, right around a field goal. It's been hovering between like 2 and 2.5 points all week. But I cannot see them getting their doors blown off in this game. And I could be wrong about that. I mean, we could be hitting the point in, what, 2 days from now. We could be about an hour into the game. We could be closing in on halftime. And maybe it is a big deficit. However, we have seen that happen in the last couple of meetings between these squads. Now, the Steelers, they played the Vikings in their home opener back in 2017, and Pittsburgh won that game big. That was the year that the Steelers went 13-3, and then they lost to the Jags in the divisional round. The Vikings, they had the Minneapolis Miracle. They got to the NFC Championship game that year behind Case Keenum at QB. But think back to the last time the Steelers had to play on an international surface. They played a London game against the Vikings. They fell behind big in that game. They fell behind by, I think they were down 17 in the second half at least. And then Big Ben threw the cape on for a little bit. They had a chance to tie the game late. I think he took a big sack or something on a third down, possibly a fumble, and he lost that, and the game ended. But they were down big in that game. The last time they played Minnesota in general, they went to Minnesota on a Thursday night back in 2021. They were down 29-0 in that game. And they brought it down to the final snap of the football. They rallied with guys like James Washington, Chase Claypool, Ray-Ray McLeod, Deontay Johnson in the receiving core. Old man Ben Roethlisberger, they took it down to the final snap. And Pat Freiermuth couldn't haul it in the end zone. You know what's funny about that game too, Austin? I watched like the condensed game of that back earlier this week because I'm a freak show. Who would have guessed back in 2021 that the only receiver on that Steelers team that is still active in the NFL at this current moment was Ray-Ray McLeod?
And he forged out a pretty decent career with himself, whether it be with, what, San Francisco and a couple of other teams he's bounced around.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
And I forget if he's still in Atlanta now or if he's somewhere else this year, but he's still in the league. He is still with a team. Chase Claypool, nowhere to be found. Deontay Johnson, unemployment line.
That is.
James Washington. I actually like James Washington, too, for what it's worth. But
well, I mean, he put up 250 yards on Pitt that one game, and everybody thought he was Jerry Rice.
Oh, monster performance. Him and Mason, baby.
For the day of his life.
He also had that huge catch in, I mean, he and Duck Hodges, they had a connection like no other. They really were, for a time being, like,
they were the new Montana to Rice.
Those guys were cooking up something in 2019. 412-928-9370. Steve is in Oakmont. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good. What do you got?
Hey, I had a theory. I was wondering if you guys had any insight on it. So I always believe that the coaching staff, because it's small and it is one of the cheapest, I've always had I think our coaching staff needs to be bigger. I think we need more younger and just more idealistic coaches. But I have a theory that Mike Tomlin, who pretty much runs everything, I believe he is given a certain amount of money that he is allowed to spend on coaches. And I think his salary is also included in that. That is why it's a smaller, cheaper group, which makes his salary. Now, I know that might sound crazy, but that is such a Steeler way. And I was wondering if you guys had any insight on that or if I'm just way off base.
So, I mean, I don't know for sure if you're way off base. It does sound a little bit far-fetched to say that the coach would be the guy that has to pay for all of the other coaches. That part I am going to very much put into doubt. See, I thought the direction you were going to go there was that Mike Tomlin had all of the say on who the other coaches are. I mean, I think that's 110% the case. But where I do disagree, I mean, it's not like, hey, Mike, you're making $20 million a year. You have to also pay for all of these other coaches on the staff. So that's why all of the other guys are not very good at their jobs. It also wouldn't make a lot of sense that the offensive coordinator is Arthur Smith, who does have head coaching experience and would be somebody that garners a bigger paycheck than most young OCs in the game. He would have just kept Matt Canada or Randy Fichtner around if that was the case.
They should bring Coach Todd back.
Hey, when they had Coach Todd, man, I mean, he and Big Ben did not get along. That was very well known. But Todd Haley and Bruce Arians, they look like the greatest OCs in the history of the game, given what the Steelers have had to work with through Coach Randy and Matt Canada. I'm not going to throw Artie Smith in that same boat with those guys just yet, because I do think he's better than what they had. But Todd Haley was a good offensive coordinator. He just didn't get along with the quarterback. And Randy Fichtner was Big Ben's yes man, so I think it worked out how Ben wanted it to until it didn't anymore. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. How are you feeling about the Steelers in Dublin this weekend? Do you wish you were out there? Do you have FOMO? I do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to this show, the Pomp and Joe Show, every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. Donnie Football in for Pomp and Joe. Austin Bechtold, our buddy City Limits, is behind the glass. Austin, that's another place that I need to get out to, the Baseball Card Castle.
No, I've been there plenty of times.
I see the general.
Great man, great place. Seriously, cannot say enough good things about just who the general is and the empire that he's built up. You see, he obviously has a partnership with us. You could see him on the Pirate broadcast, too. Like, the play of the game is brought to you by Baseball Card Castle. So the general is a wonderful man, and you should go up and visit him.
Yeah, I mean, it might have to wait. I'd be, like, very overstimulated if I went in there. I mean,
yeah, it's overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah, it'd be cool. I would love it. I might have to wait on purchasing things, I think, until I get down the road and, like, have a house and hopefully have a man cave. I have way too much stuff as is. Like,
hopefully have a man cave. You're definitely going to have a man cave.
It's going to be a requirement.
Yeah.
I need to have some sort of basement to work with. It doesn't have to be finished. It could be, you know, it could be a basement that just, like, has, like, regular, like, cement floor. Throw a couch down there. If I can put stuff on the walls and put up a TV, I'm good to go. But I just have too much stuff already that I don't have up, because I get pushed to the garage for all of my sports belongings. So,
oh, you got to see the picture that I just sent you of the basement that has basically taken 5 years for me to be able to put together. It's still sending right now, but between the jerseys that I have and a nice little Clemente sign that I have of baseball cards and a little sign of PNC Park, and we have some lighting over top of it as well.
Is this the Ray Bechtold man
cave? This is the Austin Bechtold man cave at Ray Bechtold's house.
Oh,
but
this is nice.
This is my man cave of my creation of jerseys that I have collected and pictures that I have bought over the years and stuff like that. It's pretty sweet.
I only have one weird complaint. You might be able to guess what it is. I love all the stuff and all of the jerseys.
Yeah.
I have a weird thing where it like bugs me. It makes me twitch a little bit when I see a jersey of a player that like never wore that jersey. It's like the Mazeroski one you have.
Yes.
That's like more of a newer era Pirates jersey. I know
Correct.
He's worn that in like, you know, like the reunion things. But like when you see, like when I see a Joe Green Steelers jersey and it has like the numbers and everything, like it's a jersey that you would see today, it kind of like bugs me out.
No, I understand that. Like it does look like an older style jersey, but it does have that newer age flair to it.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a great jersey.
Right.
Shout out my guy, Don.
And a great
jersey.
Great player, Mazeroski was.
That was one that I've always wanted in my basement. I always wanted was Maz.
Oh, I mean, he has the most, well, I guess we can't say over Franco, but it's right up there. I mean, it won the Pirates a championship, though, so I feel like I'm going with the Maz home run over the Immaculate Reception. But man, I mean, they're two of the greatest plays in sports history.
Troy is next for me. Troy is the next jersey that I want to be able to get. I'd love to meet Troy. I never had the opportunity to. That's like a bucket list item for me.
I get like chills when somebody will post his Hall of Fame speech.
Oh, yeah.
So good. 50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Let's take some calls. Your feeling on the Steelers and Vikings this Sunday. Not just any other game. The Steelers are playing this one in Dublin. What are your thoughts on it? 412-928-9370. Eric is on the Fan. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, to me, this game has Super Bowl vibes written all over it. One caller called in and predicts a blowout. Unfortunately, I kind of agree with him. And with all the emphasis on what this game means to the Rooneys and the family, and the Steelers do lose by a lot, what is that going to finally put Tomlin on the hot seat, or what's it finally going to take for change? Thank you.
So, Eric, that is a good question. Because it is a game that seems to have more emphasis for the Steelers, but when you just consider the career that Mike Tomlin has had here, I'm still under the belief that really nothing will put the guy on the hot seat. But I like the question because it's not quite a, you know, it's not a playoff game, it's not the Super Bowl, but it does feel like the Steelers have more of a care about this game in particular than another regular season game. Unless, you know, it would be like a must-win regular season game later in the season. But I would bet that if they could either pick, and I think the guys had Jason Mackey answer this yesterday, if the Steelers had the choice, if they said you could sweep the Baltimore Ravens this year, but you lose in Ireland by 2 touchdowns, or you lose both games to Baltimore and possibly embarrassed in both games, but you simply win the game in Dublin, they would pick the Dublin win. Now, that's just a guy that writes for the Post-Gazette guessing on that, but I don't think he's actually far off. I don't think our guy 93.7 the Mackey is far off there. I think this game is being held in very high regard by the Rooney family. 412-928-9370. This guy loves us on Twitter, Austin. He loves us in the YouTube chat with some of our other favorites, our buddy Johnny and Farrell. What's going on, Johnny?
Hey, bro, never actually talked to you, so I wanted to run it by you. You already know what I'm going to say, but what do you think about us permanently going to the no huddle, especially for this game?
Oh, I mean, I love when a team goes into a more of a high tempo offense. It's difficult to do for an entire game. Like, it's a lot easier put into, you know, like saying that more than it is put into practice, I feel, Johnny.
Well, here's the thing, though. When we used to run it with Ben, when we had these same problems with the offensive line, it worked. And then it worked the last game. We did it on the first drive, and the linemen, remember they were waving in at the sideline, let's get the play, let's go, let's go. They want to run it. It works. The thing is, it's predicated on having a general as a quarterback. I think we have one of the best ones, right? So yeah. It'll work, man. It worked last week. It worked every time. Look, we're not winning the Super Bowls in 05, 08 if we're not running the no huddle when our line was, you know, just average to good. Ben never had great lines, maybe one or two. But it worked, and I'm telling you, it worked the other last week, and it'll work now, and we have the team for it. And I just it might be Arthur is being too stubborn, and he wants to show that his offense works. But just go to it, bro. You look like a hero.
Yeah, Johnny, I mean, I appreciate the call there. I you bring up a good point because it does – we usually do see it work. It is tough to sustain that, though, for an entire game where the offense is just moving nonstop. I love the idea of mixing it in. Don't just make it a situational use. Like, oh, we have to be in the two-minute offense here. It's almost halftime. Or we have to be in the two-minute offense here. We are trying to drive and either tie the game, win the game, whatever. You know, middle of the second quarter, bring it out. Middle of the first quarter, hell, on the first drive, catch the opposing defense, you know, back on its heels a little bit. I love when teams mix it in throughout a game. It's just hard to do that for every single possession. But I do feel as if the Steelers kind of have the makings of a team that could run it well, because it does all start with the quarterback who can make a quick decision and make a very quick throw. And they certainly have that in Aaron Rodgers. 412-928-9370. Charles is in Freeport. What's up, Charles?
Hey, yeah, I just want to talk about Steelers football, and I think they are going to win the game in Ireland.
What do you think the score is going to be?
Like, we'll say 35-14.
A blowout win?
Yes.
Oh, there we go, Charles. I appreciate the call. How about that optimism, baby? 35-14. That would have us all feeling high coming in on Monday.
Well, we know Mike Tomlin loves one-score games, so anything other than that would be a stunner.
412-928-9370. Our guy Emmanuel in Carnegie. What's going on, man?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good. What do you got?
Hey, man. It's funny because you say you have FOMO. I have phobia. I'm afraid of being on planes, especially anything longer than 3 hours. So I do want to be there, but then again, I'm thinking about the 7-hour plane flight, and that's just that. I don't know. I have to conquer that phobia because I'm missing out on a lot of stuff. As it regards to the game, I had us going 11-6, going to the playoffs and winning the playoff game, but the Vikings is the one game I wrote down as a loss. Mike Tomlin, Thursday night games, Wednesday night games, 3 games in 15 days. He's not really good at getting the teams like really prepared. It's especially like on unorthodox situations like this one. I think we're going to get off to a slow start. We're going to be sleeping through the first half. Like the last two of the last three callers, I think we're going to get blown out. But just regarding the first half, I think we're going to come back, make it interesting in the second half. But I got us losing 34-27. It's going to be a great game, though.
So I appreciate the call, Emmanuel. So that sounds a lot like what happened the last couple of times they've played. Like take that 2017 game out of the equation. The Steelers actually winning that one in blowout fashion, sort of. I think 27-9 was the final score. They had that game well in hand from the word go. But two of the games I referenced last segment, that London game against the Vikings back in 2013, the last time the Steelers played on international soil, and then the game in Minnesota on Thursday Night Football back in 2021. That's how both of those games went. They fell behind early, and they fell behind by a lot. It looked like a playoff game. They were going into the halftime break down by two scores. And it was, at some point, a three-score game. They were down 17, I believe, in London. They were down 29 in Minnesota the last time they played. And they came battling back. They made it look a whole lot closer than what the final score was. So I think that one could be pretty accurate. Because I am hesitant thinking that, hey, the Steelers are putting this game with a lot of emphasis. They're going to come out firing. As much as I want to believe that will happen, look at what has happened in the playoffs when they should have been feeling that same way. When they should have been the team, hey, we got nothing to lose. We're a huge underdog in the playoffs. They come out, they get destroyed. They are down three scores at halftime. They try to make it look a little bit closer than what it is. They had a couple of cosmetic touchdowns, and that's where we are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.